Nolte, 2020 Swing State Polls Show Why the Media Want Trump Impeached. By John Nolte on November 4, 2019. A round of swing state polling from the far-left New York Times explains why the establishment media are so desperate to see President Trump impeached. Among likely voters, Trump is losing by only 2 points to quid pro Joe Biden in Florida, Arizona, and Wisconsin. In Pennsylvania and Michigan, slow Joe is only up by a single point. Trump leads in North Carolina by 2. Bernie Sanders only beats Trump in one of those states, Michigan, by 3 points. They are tied in Wisconsin. Trump beats Bernie by 4 points in both Arizona and North Carolina, by 1 in Pennsylvania, and 2 in Florida. As far as the current Democrat presidential frontrunner Elizabeth Warren, Trump leads from 2 to 4 points in all of those states, except Arizona, where they're tied. If that's not scary enough for the media, the latest polling has Trump winning Nevada, a state he lost in 2016. In other words, if Bernie or the fake Indian, who is currently the favorite, win the nomination, at least according to these polls, Trump wins the Electoral College in a second term. As far as Biden, the great slight hope, who is considered Trump's most formidable opponent. Well, here's why the fake media are terrified and pushing for Trump's impeachment and removal. Like the rest of us, the media know these four things for certain. Polling has historically underestimated Trump's strength by about 5 points. Trump is doing remarkably well in the middle of impeachment hearings that will almost certainly end with his acquittal and vindication, if not in the House, then in the Senate. While Biden might have the best shot at stopping Trump, everyone knows that is only on paper. Biden is a terrible campaigner. The fact that his son looted at least 3 foreign countries that we know of is a huge liability Trump will exploit to the hilt. And Joe is old, and I don't mean in years, but physically and mentally. And he was not all that together as a younger man. If Biden wins the nomination, Trump will work that frail old man into the ground during the general election. Trump deliberately and effectively exhausted Hillary Clinton, and he plans to do it again. Most importantly, Trump is not out campaigning right now, not out on the trail talking about his record, his legitimate accomplishments, he's not out contrasting himself with his far-left opponent, and doing what he does best, selling himself, his vision, his ideas, his common sense, his fearlessness, his love for America, and his ridiculously appealing battle cry of one man versus the swamp that gave you endless wars, income stagnation, and open borders. Time and time and time again, when a sitting president runs for office, his polling numbers jump. This is just a fact. When a president gets himself out of the White House, out behind the resolute desk to make his case, to appeal directly to voters in the real world, his standing always improves. There are no exceptions in the modern presidency. Richard Nixon jumped from the mid-50s to over 60% while running for re-election in late 1972. In late 1979, Jimmy Carter's approval rating jumped about 10 points in the months before he lost to Ronald Reagan. Reagan jumped about 10 points in the months before he was sworn in for a second time in early 1985. George H.W. Bush zoomed from 30% to close to 50% in a matter of a few months before losing to Bill Clinton. Clinton gained at least 10 points in the months before his 96th re-election. Due to the highs he hit after September 11, George W. Bush is something of an outlier, but the downward spiral that defined his two-term presidency bumps up nearly 10 points in late 2004. Barack Obama spiked nearly 10 points in the months leading up to his 2012 re-election. Anyone who's followed presidential politics knows that campaigns matter, that the incumbent will almost certainly benefit from campaigning. And if Trump is within striking distance of a second term while stuck in the White House and embroiled in the current media and political environment, our corrupt media know their best, and maybe only hope, is to rig the impeachment process. The media have no other choice. All their old tricks are not working. The Russia collusion hoax collapsed. Practically begging for a recession failed. Releasing the same scary-looking national polls that failed in 2016 only make us laugh. Freaking out over every little thing Trump does has only backfired to a point where no one outside of DC sees impeachment as anything unique or special. The media have failed entirely at separating Trump from his base. And no amount of shrieking about protecting norms and screaming Nazi can change the fact that Trump is doing a good job. Here's the other thing. Nothing that's happening today matters. Not impeachment. Not Ukraine. Nothing. It's all kabuki. If Trump holds onto his base, and he will, and the GDP numbers for the first three quarters of 2019 are solid, chances are much better than not that he wins another 4 years, and will deserve to win another 4 years. Unless the corporate media can gaslight 20 Republican senators into overturning a national election over a banal phone call made by a sitting president looking into Joe Biden's legitimate corruption. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.